There are two new Hall of Famers in the North Country, but they didn't get into the Baseball Hall of Fame or the Football Hall of Fame. They got into the Maple Hall of Fame. There, those who have dedicated their lives to making the perfect pancake breakfast possible are recognized. The American Maple Museum in Croghan, New York is The American Maple Museum in Croghan, New York is home of the only Maple Hall of Fame in the country, but as WRVO's Julia Botero reports, the industry is pushing for maple to go beyond the breakfast table.
It's serious business at the Maple Hall of Fame. The induction ceremony begins with a prayer.
Heavenly Father, we praise you and give you glory for the wonderful maple tree you've created and for the seasons you give us that allow the tree to produce sugar and then the sap that brings the sugar to us.
This back room in the American Maple Museum is filled with big players in the industry from Canada and the U.S. Paintings of snowy sugar bushes hang on the walls and colorful maple leaves pattern the drapes.
We gathered together partially to honor Cecile Pache and Debbie Richards as they are inducted into the Maple Hall of Fame, and thank you for their life's work with maple.
Pache and Richards are both leaders in the industry. They've governed every major decision, from the basic standards for syrup to encouraging research and innovation. It's a big deal to be selected into the Hall of Fame. Donald Moser, the president of the Maple Museum, says it is like getting into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
This is the pinnacle of their work. It's a high honor for them.
You need to have made a major contribution to the industry, and that can vary. Don and Betty Ann Lockhart were honored last year.
We have very few trees, mostly there for taking pictures.
The couple makes educational videos about the history of sugaring.
The last one that we made was for children. It's called The Magical Maple Tree, and it's short.
The Magical Maple Trees. What do you get from a maple tree? Do you get maple syrup for my friends and me? No way! You get maple sap from a maple tree.
Educating people about maple syrup is important, but the maple industry's main goal is to make and sell more syrup. Mark Heron, the president of the International Maple Syrup Institute, says in order to do that, maple needs to be rebranded and reimagined.
One of the biggest challenges is to get out of the pancake and waffle rut.
He says that's more of a weekend breakfast thing, and it's declining. People just don't make pancakes every morning anymore.
Still important, but what I'm trying to do is get us out of that and get us into an everyday condiment where we can be used on ice cream, salad dressing, maple vinaigrette, and so forth as a very nice, tasty condiment.
It's an idea that many are already grasping, like video producer Betty Ann Lockhart.
I write a monthly column called Morsels in the Vermont Maple News. But everything from maple pulled pork to this next month is crunchy maple coleslaw. It's a great coleslaw recipe.
And on ice cream, maple syrup's a treat. It can't be beat. Betcha you think something so yummy isn't good for you. Wrong! No way!
Mark Heron says that yes, maple syrup is good for you. It's as natural as sweeteners get. With all this push against artificial ingredients in our food, maple syrup could have an opening in targeting its ideal customer.
This is a trite phrase, but it's the soccer mom. It's a person, largely female, who's conscious of diet for herself as well as her family, who wants to have wholesome, good food, and is a pace setter. In other words, they're the ones who are going to influence the American diet.
But modernizing maple's image is clearly going to take some time. The day at the museum started with an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast, and the museum plans to host many more through October. Dousing your plate in 100% pure maple syrup is always encouraged. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Croghan.